Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Prayers by Queen Kunti and Parikshit Saved. Text 4. Santvayam Asa Munibir Hatabandun Sucharpitam Bhuteshu Kalasya Gatim Darshayan Na Pratikriyam Santvayam Asa Munibir Hatabandhun Sucharpitam Bhuteshu Kalasya Gatim Darshayana Pratikriyam Santvayam Asa Munibir Hatabandhun Sucharpitam Bhuteshu Kalasya Gatim Darshayana Pratikriyam Santvayam Asa Munibir Hatabandhun Sucharpitam Bhuteshu Kalasya Gatim Darshayana Pratikriyam Santvayam Asa Munibir Hatabandhun Sucharpitam Bhuteshu Kalasya Gatim Darshayana Pratikriyam Hatayam Asa Munibir Hatayam Asa Munibir Teshu Kalasya Gatim Hatayam Asa Pratikriyam Hatayam Asa Munibir Vaishnavis. Santvayam Asa Munibir Hatabandhun Sucharpitam Sivaya Sagatim Shayana Pratikriyam Santvayam Asa Munibir Samartipam Santvayam Asa pacified Munibihi along with the Munis present there. Hatabandhum, those who lost their friends and relatives. Sucharpitam, all shocked and affected. Bhuteshu, unto the living beings. Kalasya, the supreme law of the Almighty. Gatim, reactions. Darshayan, demonstrated. Na, no. Pratikriyam, remedial measures. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Citing the stringent laws of the Almighty and their reactions upon living beings, Lord Sri Krishna and the Munis began to pacify those who were shocked and affected. Purport. The stringent laws of nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be altered by any living entity. The living entities are eternally under the subjugation of the Almighty Lord. The Lord makes all the laws and orders, and these laws and orders are generally called dharma or religion. No one can create any religious formula. Bona fide religion is to abide by the orders of the Lord. The Lord's orders are clearly declared in the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone should follow him only or his orders, and that will make all happy, both materially and spiritually. As long as we are in the material world, our duty is to follow the orders of the Lord. And if by the grace of the Lord we are liberated from the clutches of the material world, then in our liberated stage also we can render transcendental loving service unto the Lord. In our material stage, we can see neither ourselves nor the Lord for want of spiritual vision. But when we are liberated from material affection and are situated in our original spiritual form, we can see both ourselves and the Lord face to face. Mukti means to be reinstated in one's original spiritual status after giving up the material conception of life. Therefore, human life is specifically meant for qualifying ourselves for this spiritual liberty. Unfortunately, under the influence of illusory material energy, we accept this spot life of only a few years as our permanent existence, and thus become illusioned by possessing so-called country, home, land, children, wife, community, wealth, etc., which are false representations created by Maya, illusion. And under the dictation of Maya, we fight with one another to protect these false possessions. By cultivating spiritual knowledge, we can realize that we have nothing to do with all this material paraphernalia. Then at once we become free from material attachment. This clearance of the misgivings of material existence that once takes place by association with the Lord's devotees, who are able to inject the transcendental sound into the depths of the bewildered heart, and thus make one practically liberated from all lamentation and illusion. That is a summary of the pacifying measures for those affected by the reaction of stringent material laws exhibited in the forms of birth, death, old age, and disease, which are insoluble factors of material existence. The victims of war, namely the family members of the Kurus, were lamenting the problems of death, and the Lord pacified them on the basis of knowledge. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this purport is an excellent summary of the essential knowledge of the Krishna consciousness movement. The first point that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport is that the actual rules of religion can only be established by God. Elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is stated, Dharmam Tushakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. This is from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, is speaking to his servants, the Yamadutas, who have gotten into a dispute with the Vishnu Dutas, the servants of Lord Vishnu. The Yamadutas had been sent to take the soul of the fallen Brahmana Ajamil. Ajamil was born in a nice Brahmin family, and he was trained as to be a nice, humble, gentle, clean Brahmana. But somehow or other, he became influenced by witnessing sexual activity by low-class persons. You know, they were engaged in some PDA, public display of illicit affection. And he became influenced by that to the extent that he gave up his relationship with his chaste young wife and his small children and took up a relationship with a prostitute and engaged in many low-class activities. But, you know, he had many children by this prostitute. And at the end of his life, you know, he was approaching death, and he had his youngest son, who he had named by his good fortune, Narayan. So at the time of death, he had become a little bit frightened, and he began to call out for his son, Narayan. So Narayan is the name of the Lord, and it's said one of the principles that Krishna has established, if at the time of death one is remembering or calling out the name of the Lord, that is very good. That creates an auspicious condition. So the Yamadutas, the servants of Yamaraj, were coming to take away the soul of Ajamil, take him to the court of Yamaraj, where he would be tried and judged for his many sinful activities. But the Vishnu Dutas, the servants of Lord Vishnu, came and stopped them from taking the soul of Ajamil. And, you know, they were pointing out that, no, you can't take him because he had chanted the name of the Lord without offense at his dying moment. So the servants of Lord Yamaraj went back to Yamaraj and they inquired from him, what is going on here? So Yamaraj explained to them that the actual rules of Dharma, the actual rules of religion, are established not by me, but by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dharman Tushakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. He said one of these rules is that, as the Vishnu Dutas were explaining to you, if someone is chanting the name of the Lord at the time they are leaving their body, that protects them. So Ajamil was saved from death at that moment, and he was given the chance to perfect his life by the practice of devotional service. So the rules of religion, the rules and regulations of true religion, true Dharma, are established only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then there are personalities like Yamaraj, who, you know, is kind of like the secretary of the Department of Justice, you know, for the Supreme Lord, who are responsible for seeing that those laws are observed and that people get the appropriate reactions for their activities, either pious or impious. Once I went to the Angkor Wat Temple in Cambodia. It's a Vishnu temple that was built, you know, 1,000 or 1,500 years ago. And there are big walls that go around the temple. Actually, there's several walls. But on the inner walls, they have elaborate carvings that are meant to illustrate, you know, different principles. And one of the walls, it shows a procession of people going through life. And at the end of life, they come into the presence of Yamaraj, and some are sent down, and the different hellish planets that are described in the Bhagavatam are depicted, and then some go up to the heavenly planets. Of course, ultimately, we're not interested in avoiding hell or going to the heavenly planets. Stated that the pure devotees of the Lord, they'll serve the Lord anywhere, whether in heaven or hell or on earth. They just desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the actual laws are established by the Personality of Godhead. Yeah, we have our governments today, they make so many laws, you know, in different countries. They have their parliaments, they have their houses of representatives and senators, and they're making so many laws, and to the extent that we have to, we follow them, but we understand that the real laws are made by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And, you know, they may pass so many laws making this legal and that legal, but that, you know, for example, it's legal to eat meat. But that doesn't mean we do it. It's legal to have an abortion. It doesn't mean that we do it, because we understand what the higher laws are. It's legal to go and drink alcohol, and now in many states to smoke marijuana or ganja. But that doesn't mean we do it, because we understand. I mean, just because something is so-called legal, according to the understanding of the particular government that you think you're living under, that doesn't mean you have to do it. If you have some understanding of what the higher laws are, because somebody may be thinking something is legal, but at the time of death, when they're taken to the court of Yamaraj, they'll understand that was actually illegal according to the point of view of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is one point that's made in this purport, that the actual rules, the actual laws and order are established by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that we should follow such orders and in that way become happy both materially and spiritually, Srila Prabhupada says. So that is the actual purpose of human life. Atato Brahma Jigyasa, to understand Aham Brahmasmi, I am a spirit soul. Jivara Sarupahoi Krishnara Nityadas, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, in this world, you know, people forget that. They forget their real identity. You know, people are concerned about identity theft. You know, you go to some ATM and you put in your debit card or credit card, and somebody has put in some credit card reader there and gotten the information from your card. And then they go and they empty your bank account and start doing all kinds of things in your name. So people are very worried about that today, identity theft. But their identities, their real identities, have been stolen by Maya already, and that's what they should actually be concerned about, that their real identity has been stolen, and they should want to get back in control of their real identity. And what is that identity? Mamaivamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Krishna explains it in the Bhagavad Gita. All the jivas, all the living entities are my eternal fragmental parts and parcels. So how do we understand that? We have to hear the transcendental sound vibration to purify the consciousness and receive the proper information about who we are and where we are. If we don't know who we are and where we are, we're in a very difficult situation, because then we can't act in our own best self-interest. If you don't know what the self is, if you don't know who you are, then you can't act in your own best self-interest. And neither can you act in the interest, the real interest of anyone else either, if you don't know who they really are. So that information, who we really are, is being provided by Lord Krishna in the Vedic literature and through the disciplic succession he's established. And as Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, this transcendental sound vibration is best heard in the association of devotees. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvado bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata tajoshanad ash apavargavart mani shradhir ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So that's from the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's explained the hearing of the transcendental message of the personality of Godhead is especially powerful in the association of devotees. You know, from, you know, it's stated elsewhere, Tandara Charana Seva Bhakti Sani Vas. We should serve the acharyas, the spiritual masters, in the association of devotees, because in the association of devotees we can be tested and we can be guided and corrected, you know, because sometimes when you're trying to learn any new thing, you may not get it exactly right. But in the association of those who know the art, you can be encouraged and guided and, if necessary, corrected if you're going off on some tangent that isn't in line with the actual principles of Dharma that are announced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in the association of devotees, that transcendental sound vibration becomes especially potent and powerful. And even though one is in the material world, one will gradually become aware of one's eternal spiritual identity by a gradual process of increasing faith, shraddha, attraction, rati, and bhakti, the actual pure process of devotional service. Those things automatically develop one after another if one keeps oneself situated in hearing the messages of the transcendental personality of Godhead in the association of devotees. And the result, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, will be mukti, or liberation. And, you know, sometimes people have a mistaken conception of what liberation is. You know, they think it's something impersonal. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, real mukti is described. Muktir hitvan yata rupam swarupena vyavastati. So, mukti, liberation, hitva means renouncing or giving up. Anyata rupam, other forms, and becoming situated in one's swarupa, or actual, original, spiritual form in which one can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead eternally on the spiritual platform of existence, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport here. So it's an excellent summary of the whole understanding of the Krishna consciousness process and movement. I'll stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, I figured. I don't know. I did say sex. I'm going to take a test. You want to be there.